I'm used to waiting, so I'm okay. Yeah.
One biblical example.
Please,
maybe
yeah.
A similar to this. Well, we've been looking at the book of Philippians in the studies, and just a bit of the history of Philippi was it was a Roman colony built along the Ignatian Road, and the history of the Roman Empire was that they'd set up this huge network of roads making travel easy across the continent. Now, the Roman Empire was built for man, but God had used this for the spreading of the gospel. So in the fullness of the times, when everything was ready, the gospel could be spread out through this whole network that man had set up. Now, maybe something like the internet is similar to this. Okay, man has set it up for his own purposes, but God might have a different purpose whereby it can be useful. So even in the New Testament, there's an example of how the way the what man had used for bad, God had turned to good.
Very nice. That's a very good example. Other examples or principles on that topic? Mark.
Two examples come to mind. Moses was a shepherd. And as a shepherd, he had a staff. But it was to do his job with the sheep. When he got the call of God and he was being prepared to do battle with the Pharaoh, God said to him, "What is that in your hand?" And Moses said, "Well, it's a stick." And it became the rod of Jehovah. And God took what was a natural implement that was accomplished for or used for caring for the sheep, and he turned that into the means by which he would render tremendous victory in the history of Israel. Another example, David, you know, he took 5 stones and a sling, something that was natural technology. That's a marvelous piece of technology at that time, right? He took that sling, but it was the Lord's battle. And so the thing that we would naturally use as a shepherd boy to, you know, scare away wolves and other predatory animals, he used, but it was in the hand of Jehovah now. It was in the hand of the Lord, and the Lord used that, and a little stone took down a 9-foot giant. So technology or items or methods become sanctified when they're committed into the hand of the
Very
Lord
good.
To do his work.
Excellent. What else?
I'm just thinking of 1 Corinthians chapter 2, where St. Paul says that he didn't came to them in his own wisdom, not in persuasive words of wisdom, but in demonstration of spirit and of power, that your faith might not stand in man's wisdom, but in God's power. Is this correct?
Mm-hmm. Good. So the elaboration of that seems to be that obviously God used Paul's mouth, he used Paul's mind, he used Paul's vocabulary and method to be very effective among the Corinthians, and yet still Paul's desire was that they would not be enamored of himself, they would not be impressed at who Paul was, but that they would respond to the message as it was from God. Very good. You have something to suggest?
And generally, people tend to say the medium is the message, but perhaps in our case it could be the reverse, where we don't lose sight of the message regardless of whatever medium we use, you know, whether it be the internet or whatever technology develops. We don't get lost in that. We keep focused on the message that we're trying to.
Okay, to tie in with that suggestion, we have the example of the work of Christ that we have to emphasize. We want to magnify Christ. There may be methods that are completely unsuitable. It may be that there are some methods that just by what they are, by the reputation that they have developed over a period of time. I had a brother say to me once, you know, we people used to go door to door and evangelize that way, but it's almost as if he said that cultic groups have removed that as an effective method. Perhaps, in some areas. Because they go door to door so consistently that some may think, well, here's some others that are just like that. It may be that certain methods become no longer effective, but I think the encouragement is that we can let the Lord use the methods. He will use methods, just like He uses people. He will use methods that the people engage in. There are different administrations, it says in 1 Corinthians 12, different approaches, but there is one Spirit. There are different ways to serve the Lord, but there is one Lord whom we are serving. So we can take our methods, seek the Lord, independence. I like very much to come back to David in 2 Samuel 5. The method is not what we depend on. Our faith is not in the way we're serving the Lord. Our faith is in the Lord. And so may we find encouragement in that. And energy. Brothers and sisters, we need servants of the Lord. We need those who are going to be active for Him. We need those who are doing spiritual battle. The world is a dark place, and we want to shine as lights in this world for Him. So we can respond to His holiness and be effective where He has put us and use means that He allows us to use while we give the overall battle plan into His hands. Any closing comments or observations? Sam.
Quickly, back in Joshua, remember when they went against Ai, they were defeated, and the reason why there was defeat was that there was sin. There was sin in the camp. And the only way we can have spiritual victory is if sin is judged. Then we can go up.
Very good.
And then we gain victory. So I thought that was a thought that was really important. If there is sin unjudged,
yep,
covered up, then there's not going to be victory.
Very good. Absolutely.
And that ties in with holiness, I believe.
Yes, very good. Yes.
1 Corinthians 7, use this world as not misusing it.
Excellent. 1 Corinthians 7, what was the verse?
It is 31.
13, you say?
31.
1 Corinthians 7, 31. Using this world, different translations say not misusing it. I think Darby's translation says not abusing it. Using this world, but not putting our faith in that. Wonderful. Very good. Well, let's commit ourselves to the Lord, and let's commit to, shall we, to pray for one another. We have a whole year before we'll get to see each other again, some of us. And we look forward to being able to share together again. Thank you for coming again and for supporting this effort to explore the Scriptures together. It's really an encouragement to do that every time we're together. Let's pray. Father, we are thankful that your Word is so full of examples and patterns and principles which apply directly to us in these many centuries after the writing of it, yet still it is fresh, as fresh as we need to guide us in our daily pathways. We thank you that we, who are creatures of the dust, can have a relationship with the holy God of the universe. And this is a marvel to us, just in its own right. And then, as we respond to that, our God and Father, we pray that you will guide our steps, strengthen our hands, strengthen the feeble knees, and to restore that which is turned out of the way so that it is healed and so that we can go on together effectively. We pray for one another as we would be leaving this conference. Some of us today, some of us tomorrow. We think of Tim Hadley and his family who have already left. We do pray for them too in that connection. Keep them safe as they travel as well. And now we would just ask that you will help each one of us to depend upon yourself so that we will be effective servants for you. We pray and give thanks in Jesus' name. Amen.